the success issue of OKEV magazine. It is now officially complete. And if you pop along to our Facebook page, you can take a look at it. Some fabulous headlining stories here. I love the graphics again this week. Very, very much in the blue, I think it's fair to say. All the background colourings, very, very nice. If you don't have a Facebook account, need I remind you, you can still enjoy the front cover. All you need to do is to type the following into your browser window: www.facebook.com/BBC Radio Cumbria. So then, let's find out which stories have made it onto cover number 13. Cover 13, success stories. Producer Steve, producer Tom are here with me in the studio. What's story number one on the cover then?
Yes, first story on our front page, shooting star. Stuart is a champion target shooter.
Well, it was a national competition that was sponsored by a well-known ammunition manufacturer who actually supplied the ammunition for the Olympic team. And they held a sort of national knockout competition for all comers of any age, and the final was in Perth in Scotland.
Story number two, worldwide cocktail success. The Pinsky Martini has been released globally and was created by Cameron Ellis. He says he was inspired by Polish clientele at the bar.
We get like a lot of Polish clientele coming in the bar. I wanted to, you know, do something a bit different, and I use like a lot of Polish ingredients, like ogórki kazon, which is cucumbers in brine. We've got plums, black pepper, so, you know, and dill as well, which is obviously a very popular herb in Poland too.
Next up, multi-award-winning Myrna Tennant is a local singer who has won 5 classes at the Carlisle District Music and Drama Festival. Out of the 5 disciplines, Myrna says French classical is her favourite.
I do love everything I do, but I think my favourite style is probably French classical song. Something about it really, really appeals to me. It's just so luxurious and sophisticated and beautiful and, yeah, just very romantic and just love it.
Volunteer of the Year. Nathan Bagnall won the Volunteer of the Year award at the University of Cumbria Success Awards last Thursday.
I've been doing quite a bit. Last year I helped set up IT projects for members of the community. That was through university, so members would come in and then we'd, if there's any problems they needed, we'd help them with that, or we'd just teach them the basic skills. And I also do a lot of youth work down at Carlisle Youth Zone, so I'm doing loads of sports, arts and crafts, various stuff like that. I've done lighting and sound for different companies.
And finally, love story. Elizabeth Love from Carlisle has had her 7th book published at the age of 80.
I would say if you have a good idea in your head, try putting it down on paper and you'll be surprised what ideas you come into your mind. And you never know what you could do till you try.
80 years young, her 7th book, it's just been published.